astronauts recently honored two engineers from NASA's Langley Research Center. They sent Robert Parker and Dave Roberts silver Snoopy lapels that had been flown on board a space shuttle mission. Now, Parker helped develop Orion flight hardware used in that spacecraft's first mission, and Roberts was honored for his technical expertise and leadership in unique research hardware. Robert Parker and Dave Roberts join us now. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
So, first of all, I want to ask you, perhaps, Dave, we can start with you. What is the Silver Snoopy anyways?
Well, Silver Snoopy is an award that's presented, strictly awarded by the astronauts themselves for significant contributions for, mostly it's about safety as far as the spaceflight program.
And so you both have done, you're both engineers, but you've worked on different things. Was this an award that you knew about, or did it surprise you that you got it?
I was actually very surprised. I was aware of the award and know some people that have received the award in the past, but it was a surprise to me. I was not aware that I'd been put in for this award, and so it was a great honor.
And Robert, were you aware of it, or was this something that the astronauts on their own decided they wanted to honor you for?
So I was aware our project management had put in recommendation for the award, so I had known for about a month or so.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about the work that you did that earned the recognition from the astronauts. First of all, Robert, let's talk about what you've done with the Orion. What's your day-to-day?
For Orion, I've worked on a couple of different tasks. I worked on Orion's Pad Abort 1 mission, which supported the launch abort system. It flew back in May of 2010, and then I've worked on the Orion Stage Adapter, which is a piece of hardware that connects the Orion to the Space Launch System that will be flown on the Exploration Flight Test 1 at the end of this year. And we worked on a piece that goes in the middle. It's a large composite piece, and that was sent down to Marshall, where it was integrated, and is making its way to Kennedy Space Center now.
And with regards to safety, how critical is that piece? What does it do exactly?
The piece inside of the stage adapter it's a mass volume isolator. And what it does is it separates gases from the launch system that may become free. It prevents those gases from collecting in areas and becoming a hazard.
And Dave, what exactly? Now you work on a different type of technology. It has to do with the scientific experiments. Do I have that right?
Yes, primarily my field is fabrication, and as such here at Langley, we have a large fabrication capability. So any major projects that we're working on the center at one time or another, I probably had a hand in it over the course of my career. I worked on Pad Abort 1 that Robert mentioned. Most of the space launch systems that we're currently working, my project that I'm working right now is the SAGE 3 on the ISS experiment, which is an atmospheric sensing instrument that's going to fly. I believe right now we're scheduled for a flight in March of 2016.
And tell us a little bit about how experiments work on the International Space Station. We have astronauts come on from time to time here, and they always say we're going to be doing tons of experiments. But can you describe the system and what sort of gear you or projects you're always working on for these experiments?
Well, we've done a lot of materials testing. The environment around the space station and on orbit is actually very harsh on testing equipment, especially electronics. With radiation and atmospheric oxygen, the instrument that I'm working on right now is going to be mounted on the outside of the space station and going to be directed remotely and data gathered remotely. So that's a whole different atmosphere than an instrument that's going to be used studying microgravity inside of the station. So we have a lot of radiation shielding and surface treatment that we have to worry about, corrosion and things like that. But It's a very, very harsh environment going from hot to cold every orbit. So the instrument has to be very heavily protected to protect it so it lasts in that environment.
And for both of you, Robert and Dave, how long have you been with NASA?
I've been at NASA since 1990.
Since 1990. And you, Dave?
1985.
And how would you describe the relationship between those on the ground, the engineers like yourselves, and the astronauts? How closely do you work together?
Unfortunately, I don't get to work very close with the astronauts. I develop hardware to support those things. So I'm typically working with engineers and then fabrication technicians and then possibly ground ops operators. But working directly with the astronauts is not something typical for me.
And Dave, do you have interaction with the astronauts about the work that you do?
Not very often here at Langley. We get them here for training from time to time. We deal a lot more with pilots because here we do a lot of atmospheric research too. So we have quite a few research aircraft, and we're usually doing a lot of experiments on the aircraft too. So we have more interaction with the pilots that fly our aircraft here at Langley. But from time to time, we have some interaction with the astronauts, mostly when they're here for training.
We're speaking with Dave Roberts and Robert Parker. They're both engineers at NASA's Langley Research Center and new winners of the Silver Snoopy, an award that is given by astronauts to others at NASA to honor them for the work that they've done contributing to the astronauts' missions. You know, NASA is one of these agencies that is captivates the imagination of so many. I'd like to know from each of you, you've been there for a number of years, what is the most special thing about working there for you? Robert, let me ask you to answer that question first.
This one of the projects I mentioned, the Pat Abort One project, that was a very big team. It was I think about 1,000 people across the country. Different NASA centers, Lockheed and other support contractors, and it was just an amazing collaboration. It was pretty wild to see how that big of a team was able to put work together and perform that project. It was amazing to work with such a large and talented team.
And Dave, what is your favorite part about working at NASA?
Well, the biggest thing for me is the day-to-day difference in what you're working on. I mean, it's in a research environment like we're at here, especially at Langley, with so many different projects going on, you never really know from day to day exactly what you're going to be doing, and it's constantly challenging, and it's always something different and something interesting. So it keeps your interest up, and it's in general, it's just really a lot of fun.
And what have you both done with your Silver Snoopies?
Right now, mine is still sitting in the box. I've waiting on my lovely wife to pick a place to hang the award on the wall. She's going to make a board to attach all my little different pins that I've received over the years for different awards and find a place to honor in the house to display it.
Is this the first that you've received from astronauts?
Actually, no, it's not. I've received a couple awards before for different flight projects I've worked on.
Okay. And Robert, what about you? Where is your Snoopy?
It's still here on my desk. Occasionally somebody comes by to view it. I've showed it off a little bit, but I haven't hung it up. You know, there's a poster that comes with it. I'm going to get that on the wall soon.
And for those of us who haven't seen it, I understand that Snoopy is wearing an astronaut's outfit or with the protective helmet and gear. Is that right?
That is correct. And actually, the first glimpse that I had of one, I Googled it because I didn't know what one looked like. So you can see it on the internet.
All right. Very good. Well, congratulations to you both. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.